Let's just pray. We're going to declare resurrection life because we believe that. Amen. We believe that an army of God is rising in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your presence this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you are true. Thank you, God, that we have the resurrection life of Jesus Christ in the inside of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You've chosen to live and abide in us. Thank you, Lord. So we say, let the Holy Spirit rise. Let the life of God manifest in Jesus' name. Resurrection life. Resurrection life. Resurrection life. The healing and the restoration of the life of Jesus right now manifest and become revealed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let the seed, hallelujah, manifest in Jesus' name. Let the seed bring forth fruit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every sicknesses and disease, we command you to bow at the name of Jesus. We command you to bow at the name of Jesus. And we say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. No, we just want to sing that song again. Starting with a verse. Just want to worship the Lord. Just use this song and just worship. It's not about the song, it's about worship Him. Find this way to just, oh, you are worthy, Lord. Worthy.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing.
Not too dumb.
Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. Live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name.
Worship Him.
Jesus, the only one who could ever say.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Live for you. Sing again. Worthy.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing.
You are worthy, Lord.
Worthy of every praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever sing. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you.
Oh, lift up your hands right now. Just lift up our hands this morning to the Lord. Just lift up our hands to the Lord this morning.
It is a firm foundation.
Hallelujah. Sing that to the Lord right now. Sing that to the Lord. Jesus.
It is a foundation. I will put my trust in you alone. And I will not be
holy.
Changed. You are holy. There is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and lead me.
Lead your heart.
Lead me in the love to those around.
One more time.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in love to those around me.
Thank you, Lord. Just fix our eyes on Jesus. Just keep fixing our eyes on Jesus. He is a sure foundation. He is the foundation. He is the Christ. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To worship you, Lord, with all the hosts of heaven. You are worthy. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are worthy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, you're going to help me engage with me this morning. I don't want it to be a one-man show or anything. We all got to worship together.
Yeah.
You know, as a household of God, we are being built as a spiritual house to bring worship, to be a dwelling place. You know, as long as I love to be a temple of the Holy Spirit, but, you know, to this morning, we are here together.
Yeah.
We are here as one body.
Yeah.
We're here as one man.
Yeah.
And to give glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With singing, with praise and thanksgiving, with the lifting up of our voices, with the clapping of our hands, with the shouts that we give to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it one more time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One more time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I have joy.
I have joy.
I have peace.
I have peace.
I have love.
I have love.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, worship team. You know, I want to share a few thoughts here this morning just before we have the main message. Last week, I mentioned to you about the revelation of
Jesus Christ. I'm going to try this again. Testing 1, 2, 3. Samuel. Am I on? That's better. We live in a time where we need a sure foundation. Can I get an amen? We have many voices run about us. We have conflicting voices in our own minds sometimes. We have voices out in the world. And we have all kinds of opinions. And those voices, those words, those sayings come out in different forms. It comes out in policies, it comes out in forms of law, it comes out in music, it comes out in songs, it comes out on television, it comes out on the radio, it comes out at school, it comes out everywhere. It comes out from just meeting with people, talking with people. Everybody has something to say. Everybody has words to speak. But I want to talk to you about the Word of God, the Word of the Lord, the Word of Christ, the Word of God. Of truth. I want to read a scripture here from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. Well, before we do that, it's on the PowerPoint. Okay, just put the second slide, please. I want to declare this morning, and I want you to declare that, say that together with me, what the Word of God is. So the Word of God is eternal. All right, so 1, 2, 3. The Word of God is eternal. The Word of God is the way. The Word of God is the truth. The Word of God is life. The Word of God has creative power. The Word of God upholds all things, and the Word of God is our foundation. Now, we've declared that, and we've said that the Word of God is Christ Himself. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is God. All right, one more time. Can you say it together? Verbalize it. Say it like you mean it and mean it like you say it. 1, 2, 3. The Word of God is eternal. The Word of God is the way. The Word of God is the truth. The Word of God is life. The Word of God has creative power. The Word of God upholds all things. The Word of God is our foundation. Amen? Do you agree with that this morning? Can I get an amen? Christ is our foundation. The Word is our foundation. All right, and I want to follow that up with another scripture and the next scripture here on the screen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. And this is what Paul says in regard as his sufficiency. This is what he says. Now we have such trust through Christ towards God that not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from, everybody say, God. And it was also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. I want to say this morning that we believe in the Word of God. We believe in the laws of God. We believe it is true. We believe in its principles. We believe that it is life. We believe that it sets us free. We believe that it gives us a way to live life. We believe that it is true. But the Word must be accompanied by the Spirit. All right? So the Word without the Spirit will kill. But the Word with the Spirit will give life. Because this is the covenant that God will put, that He will pour out His Spirit. His Spirit will be upon us, and His Word will be in our mouth and upon our descendants and descendants, descendants, and so on and so forth. Amen. This is the covenant that God says He will make with us. So we need the Word and the Spirit. All right? So I want to talk to you three things here, three thoughts, three ideas about the Word of God. Okay? So the Word of God, the Word of the Lord, Jesus Christ Himself. Okay? We'll do three things every time it comes. And underneath that, we have symbolic ways of how God describes or symbolizes His Word as to what it does to us. So the first one is, the Word of God convicts Maybe we should verbalize the bold stuff together, shall we? One, two, three. Number one, it convicts and guides us. Number two, it feeds, refreshes, and brings us to maturity. Number three, it is precious. These three things, the Word of God. You know, oftentimes, you know, we've been repeating this term, foundation, foundation, build upon the foundation, go back to the Word, go back to the basics. And, you know, I was, Pastor Joseph was just telling us the other day, we were talking to him, and he said, you know, basics have become so basic that we neglect it so much because we think it's basic that we don't even have the basics. I don't know if that makes sense. As a result of thinking that basic is too basic, we've left the basics behind, and we don't actually have the basics because we consider it as basics. All right? I don't know. I don't know how many times I've said the word basic in that sentence, but then you get the point. All right? So we should not be deceived in thinking that basic is only basic. All right? But it is something that is essential for continual living. All right? The basics that we receive in our lives, we don't throw it, we don't check it out of the window. We use it every day. I'm sure that you remember when you learned your ABCs. I think all of you are English-speaking people here, right? Did you learn your ABCs at some point in life? Did you, two of you? Did you learn your ABCs in the past? Hello, good morning. Are you alive? Are you here? Am I speaking to a wall? So you gotta, it's bouncing back right now, okay? So you learned your ABCs. It's okay, you can talk, you know, it's no one's gonna throw stones. When I'm not gonna call fire like Elijah, like, you know, Peter did, let the fire of Elijah come upon this place. Anyway, don't worry about that. But have you learned your ABCs before? Have you learned how to count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, since I'm looking at an intelligent bunch of people here, all right? I'm sure you're very intelligent, all right? You're very smart. I'm sure you are. I hope you believe you are, because you're fearfully and wonderfully made by the Lord. But my point is this morning, is that as much as we learn our ABCs and our 1, 2, 3s in the past, we still use it today. Although, I would be concerned if you told me that, you know, before I go to sleep, I practice my numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'll be concerned if you said that, but I do believe that you would use it in your everyday life. When you go shopping, for example, you need your numbers, right? Your ABCs, you don't sit down at bed just before you go to sleep or when you wake up in the morning or during the day. This is not how you build your life, I suppose. You don't start saying A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, okay? But what you do is you use those alphabets in your words, in your sentences. You use it all the time. So that's what we mean when we say foundation. Amen? It's something you learn, it's something you keep, and something you keep for life. You can never say, I've learned the basics, now it's time to just move on from the childish stuff, like, you know, this is basic stuff, I need more stuff. But without realizing that you cannot eat the meat, you know, without having drunk the milk. Anyway, so my point is this morning, the Word of God comes it comes in many ways, and the Bible gives us a lot of symbols of how the Word operates in our lives. But ultimately, you can see it does at least three things. It convicts us, and it guides us. How so? The Word of God is likened like fire. Fire speaks of the holiness of God. It comes to burn away, to sanctify us, to make us pure like gold. The Word of God is a lamp unto my feet. It guides us. It leads me. Where it's dark, I can't see, but the Word of God guides me. Basic, right? I'm not saying anything you've never heard before. Mirror. The Word of God is like a mirror. It reveals what we look like. James talks about you look in the mirror and then you forget what you look like. So the Word of God is like a mirror. It points out. It shows us what we're like. But you and I are beholding Him, Jesus Christ, as a mirror. The Word of God is like a rod, a measuring rod. God measures us by the divine standard of His Word. All right, and you and I can't keep it, but it is by grace. The Word of God is like a sword that really searches the inner depths of our hearts and deals with us. Hebrews chapter 4. Every joint and marrow, he goes into right, he's able to divide that and look right through into our lives and deal with the inner thoughts of our hearts. Amen? So when you see the Word of God, when we hear the Word of God, when we read the Word of God, when we talk about the Word of God, it's the first thing it'll do. Second thing, it feeds us, it refreshes us, and it brings us to maturity. So in this next symbols of the Word of God in the Scriptures, it's over and over in this, throughout the Scriptures, but basically it's likened like a seed, right? A seed is the beginning of life. It has a cycle of life. The seed has potential to grow, all right? So you and I have been born with the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. Are you glad this morning that we have this? So, but that seed is not to remain a seed. That seed is to grow. It has all the potential. Every one of us sitting in this room have potential. We equally have opportunities, potential to grow and serve the Lord. Not exactly in the same way. It doesn't mean you'll do what I do and I'll do what you do. But you and I have the potential in us. It's you and I to let that grow as God gives increase. Got to water it. Got to feed it. Got to sow it, got to water it, but God ultimately gives the increase. Number one, water is like, it's like water. Water is essential for living. It's essential for growth. It's essential for any form of life. The Word of God also washes and cleanses us. Amen? Word of God is like honey, sweet. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Bread. It's likened like bread. Bread, it's food to the eater. It feeds us. The Bible tells us, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So if we want to live, we have to hear that word that's coming out of God's mouth. And you and I are privileged as God's people to be able to hear His voice. The Word of God is likened like milk. So we have scriptures like this, you know. You should have been teachers of the word, but yet you're not. You should have been eating meat, but you're still feeding on milk. All right. So what it says is meat is for the mature. All right. So we grow. You start with milk and you start to grow. But ultimately, it leads to maturity. Can you say amen? All right. So number one, it convicts us and guides us. Number two, it feeds, it refreshes, and it brings us to maturity. And number three, the Word of God is precious. Like Uncle Donald was saying this morning, it's like a pearl, gold, hidden treasure, a treasure. It is precious. You and I got to treasure the Word of God that we have with us. Not only the Bible, but you and I can also hear what He is saying through the Scriptures. What is He speaking to us? What is He wanting to do in our lives, with our church, with our future, with our destiny? Amen? So we have the Word of God. It is a sure foundation. The Word of God is eternal. The Word of God is the way. The Word of God is the truth. The Word of God is life. The Word of God has creative power. The Word of God upholds all things by His Word. Amen. And we are privileged as people of God, not only to read, but to hear His Word. The Bible tells us, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God says to the churches. And I pray and I hope for myself and for you that we have ears to hear, because when the Word of God says, it will convict, it will also guide us. All right? The Word of God will also help us to grow, to mature, to become better, to be grown up, not to remain as a child all the time. And the Word of God is a treasure, is precious in our sight. Proverbs chapter 8 says that we should receive His wisdom that we should treasure, we should incline our ears, we should apply it in our hearts, we should cry out unto his wisdom and lift up our voice and seek it, search for it and seek it. You can find all those words in Proverbs chapter 8. And I pray that you and I know that this is the foundation on which we stand on. Amen. There are a lot of voices. There are a lot of people saying many things. Like I started this morning saying, in all those aspects of life, everyone has something to say. But is it what the Word of God says? Is it in line with, or is it the Word of God? Is that what God says? But you and I can stand upon this truth, the Word of God, and it will take us right on through to eternity. Amen. Father, I thank you for your Word, your eternal Word, your Word that gives us life, the Word that we live on, that we can, that no man can live except by the preceding Word that comes from your mouth. In the name of Jesus, so we embrace your Word, we receive your Word, we apply your Word, we search, we seek, we Lord, we long for your Word to become a reality in our lives. Not just some bunch of words and rules and regulation, but the Word of God made flesh. The Word of God empowered by the Spirit. The reality of the Word that is not religion, that is not religious, that is not restrictive, but that sets the round boundaries, that sets the right principles for living and to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. All right, we're just going to have Adrian, Brother Adrian, this morning to share the Word of God with us.